Steel Town Entertainment. They're the folks that are responsible for a program called The Real Teens, which you can hear, watch, that is, on WPGH Channel 53. We're going to meet them all, and they'll tell you a little bit about themselves as we meet them. We'll talk about the program. They're also filming this morning. So if you hear a little background stuff, that's because they're filming. So let's start. We'll just sort of go around, and I'll ask you to introduce yourself and just tell us a little bit about what you do at Steel Town.
Hi, I'm Evan DeWitt. I'm a sophomore at Alderdice, and I joined the teen film crew back in the spring. At Steel Town Entertainment, we work with nonprofit organizations to make videos and things for them.
That's great. What got you interested in joining?
A group from Steel Town came to talk at my school, and I thought it sounded awesome and that we got paid to make films and have a good time, so I stopped by and I got a job.
Excellent. And if you have any shout-outs or hellos, you're welcome to do that as we talk. Anybody you want to acknowledge or say hello to? That's fine. We'll leave it up to each of you. And let's meet the person next who's right next to you. What's your name?
My name is Chris Venus. I'm a teaching artist at Steel Town. I've worked with Steel Town's youth and media program for about 9 years now.
Excellent. Are you from Pittsburgh originally?
I'm from Indiana, or like around Indiana, Pennsylvania.
Great. What town?
Salzburg, Pennsylvania.
Okay. Yeah. I know Salzburg quite well. You've got to be excited about the way The Real Teens has taken off. You've got three episodes under your belt, I believe, so far.
Yeah. Yes. That's true. And the Real Teens, they're filming packages for the next season of shows now. So. Yeah.
Excellent. Well, thank you. It's nice to have you here. And then sitting right next to you is who?
My name is Nick Killen. I am a junior at Peters Township High School, and I joined the teen film crew about 2 months ago. I heard about it and sent some emails out, and they accepted me, and I've been loving it since.
Excellent. What do you like to do?
Whether it's directing or like within anything with like the cinematography, I love just filmmaking in general. I like doing everything almost.
Now, I'm curious, as somebody from Peters, is Steel Town bringing you closer to the city? You spent much time in the city of Pittsburgh before getting involved with Steel Town?
Oh, most definitely. I mean, I've been in the city in and out, but like ever since I've been part of the Steel Town and the teen film crew, it's every other day just going down into the city and coming out, and I love it.
Excellent. Well, it's nice to meet you. And next we have somebody who Tad of our staff recognized right away as a Perry High School student from Pittsburgh Perry. What's your name?
My name is Melvina Black, sophomore at Perry High School. I heard about Steel Town, about them coming in, and there was a class that I was introduced to because my counselor decided that my ideas were nice, and instead of them being on paper, why not make them a movie and interest all people that enjoyed my writing.
That's great. Was Mr. Watkins involved with that class?
No, he's our course teacher,
yes. But
no.
Okay, I know him, and I thought he might have been involved. What have you enjoyed about working with Steel Town?
I enjoy that it feels like a family to me because I feel like I do have people to talk to, that I'm comfortable around them enough. And if I need help with something, I have the guidance.
That's a really great thing, to feel a sense of belonging and to have new friends like that. Incidentally, so far we've had three different schools represented, which is one of the great things about an organization like Steel Town, too. Let's meet who is on Malvina's left, and that would be...
I'm Francesco DiMaio. I'm a senior at Woodland Hills High School, and I've been with Steel Town since the very beginning of last summer, and I've enjoyed every day ever since.
Would you believe you're the second Francesco in as many weeks? We had a student named Francesco last week.
No, I wouldn't.
You don't come up with that. Doesn't happen very often.
It
right?
Doesn't.
What year are you in?
I'm a senior.
Senior. Do you have any plans yet for?
Well, I'm thinking of taking a gap year and then going into college afterwards, because I want to work more on filmmaking and acting. That's what I want to pursue in life.
Good for you. Folks, okay with that?
Yeah.
That's great. You know, I talk a lot. I think a gap year, if you're up for it, is actually a great thing. But I only know of one of my classmates that did that when I got out. Now, this is a long time ago. And it was scandalous. Oh, my God. Calvin, he's taking a gap year. Now, it's really a lot more common, and I think it's a great thing to do. When did you decide that you had a passion for acting?
I mean, I started acting when I was a little kid, and I've been in plays and musicals ever since. And then when I got through Steeltown, I really liked filmmaking, because that's always been one of my passions since I was probably just entering high school. And they really showed me like a better way to do it. I mean, I had no clue what I was doing. And sometimes I still make mistakes, but I'm glad that I'm with them because they really point me in the right direction.
That's great. Yeah. A lot of folks think that, geez, everybody consumes media these days. Everybody has something in their pocket that can make media, but not if you don't know how to use it. And that's not the most intuitive thing in the world. I grew up with books and movies. It doesn't mean I could publish a book or publish a movie. Or master a record, or make a film, for that matter. Let's meet our two remaining folks that are here in the studio. And what's your name?
Hello, my name is Devon Jones. I'm a singer at Taylor Alderdice High School, and I joined Steeltown last summer, also with Francesco. I'm currently studying animation, but when I first came here, I didn't know anything, so it's a really nice program, and I'm grateful for the chance to be here.
How do you learn animation, and is it all computer-based? Has it been easy for you to learn?
I've been watching YouTube tutorials on Flash Animation, Adobe Illustrator, and also other animation software. I've also checked out multiple books from the Carnegie Library on animation, so hopefully I'll get my first product out there.
That's excellent. And what do you think that'll be? Do you have a concept?
Basically, we're working on a stop motion where it's basically two kids on a playground talking about Yo Mama jokes. So.
I love it. That should be a lot of fun. Well, thank you. It's nice to meet you. And then last but not least, hello.
Hello. My name is Anaya, and I go to SciTech. I'm in 10th grade, and I joined Steeltown in June 2016.
Well, nice to meet you. You're relatively new. What got you interested in joining?
I was actually forced to come to Steeltown because it was like I was coming from Learn and Earn, so there was only three choices. And my mom didn't want me to work with little kids, so I had to come here. But I like it now.
That's great. So Steeltown was a place of convenience, you know, at first, and now you really enjoy it.
Yeah.
What have you been doing?
Right now, we're working on a promo for what is it called again?
We're working on a promo right now for the 25th anniversary video for the Pennsylvania Partnership for Children. So it's going to be basically a video about the history of the organization and what they've been doing for children in the state. So
that's terrific. And at SciTech, I'm assuming you've got a passion for math and science. And no, you're forced to go. We're going to develop your free will. What's nice to meet you this morning. So let's talk a little bit about the concept of the Real Teens. It's kind of a reality-based program Saturday mornings. Or is it air Saturday? I'm trying to...
Well, one of the things is that, so the way Steeltown is set up, our youth and media program, so the students here are in the middle stage of our programs.
Ah, I see.
So they're the stage before the real teens. So they go through the teen film crew to build up the skills so that once they're ready to work on the TV show, they're ready for the environment of working on a professional TV show. So right now, these students are kind of... training up to eventually work on the TV show.
Well, that's great. And you get a sense of whether your passion lies in talent or directing or behind the camera, I would imagine. And we've talked a little bit. There's a promotional video you're working on. There's animation. Does anybody want to talk about some other projects you're currently involved in or what you're doing?
Devon, would you like to talk about the short film that you guys were working on at the beginning of the semester?
Okay, the short film at the beginning of the semester we worked on was called Bago, where basically it's a story about a clown who wears a paper bag over his head. And pretty much he goes on a rampage through the South Side. And it's based on FaceTime and text messaging. And that's how he finds his victims.
Bago the Clown. Who came up with the name? I like that. Or the concept. Brown paper bag?
Yep, it was me. I came up with the concept for it.
There's air holes in it, I hope. I like it. Bago the Clown. And will that be a short when it's done? Do you have an idea of the length?
Yeah, we're almost close to done. We're still editing it, though. So hopefully, maybe you'll get a chance to see it.
What do you want to get it down to?
What do you mean by down
to? I down to in terms of time.
3 minutes.
3 minutes. I have a feeling you'd agree, probably one of the hardest parts of producing media is making it long enough to be able to convey what you want to convey, but short enough to have people consume it and to have it really sizzle as you present it. And we've produced a lot of audio. It can be challenging. Short is hard. Anything else? I like the idea of Bago.
Francesco, do you want to talk about some of the short films you guys are doing, like outside of Steel Town with some of the equipment that you're borrowing?
Sure. So me and a lot of my friends, actually, they're on the Real Teens. We always often check out equipment from Steel Town because we have that kind of accessibility, and we use it to make our own short films. So we'll be writing scripts and filming them, editing them ourselves, and some of us will be starring in them, and they're just little short stories. It can be 4 to 5 minutes long. Actually, our latest one was 8 minutes. And they come out pretty good. Sometimes we make a couple mistakes. Actually, our most recent one, you know, Chris, Dave, Ian, Jana, and all the teaching artists haven't stopped messing with me about it because a little bit of the scenes are out of focus. But, you know, it's something you have to learn. And
didn't you intend to do better. That as an artiste, to have these out of focus?
No. No, they were accidentally out of focus, but you know, we're working on it. Some of our previous shorts are better, actually, I'd say. But
have you gotten good at catching mistakes in films like continuity errors? But I'm amazed. I don't catch them all the time, but sometimes they're really glaringly obvious once you know that they're there. And it's kind of fun. I guess IMDb catalogs those too sometimes. What kind of equipment do you borrow? A lot of folks might assume that most people have access to technology that you would need for filmmaking already without having to borrow it.
Yes, well, we don't have the kind of cameras and light system and sound that you can get at Steel Town. So having that accessibility is really awesome. We can check out cameras that they use on the TV show that are like really high-end quality cameras. We can check out the sound equipment, the lighting system. I mean, even tripods that I could even dream of having as of right now. So it's really useful and like nice to be able to have those kind of things whenever you're working on short films.
Excellent. Any other projects that anybody would like to mention? I don't want to put anybody on the spot. Or anything you would like to do someday?
Malvina, do you want to talk about so Malvina is one of our what's interesting, Malvina is actually a student right now at Perry. And Malvina, do you want to tell them a little bit about what we're doing with the students at Perry?
What we'll need to do, let's get a microphone in front of you. There you go.
The students at Perry are learning how to use lights, make reflectors, make sure our pictures are better, no shadows, no reflections, so our films can come out clear enough for people to understand what we're recording.
Is that hard to learn?
Not really. If you sit down and actually take the patience to pay attention, it's really not that hard of a task.
Yeah, that's something I never do very well, but it's also something I've never learned how to do. I've never really had to learn how to do it. Do you plan on making some specific films at Perry?
I do plan on making a Pacific film. I want to make my own Perry edition of Beyond Scared Straight because as of now, I can see where people's futures are going. And as a person who cares, I want to make a message to where people will understand making the wrong choices will lead you onto the wrong path. So me and a couple of my friends are planning to make a film using the students, the security guards, and the teachers at Perry to show them that if you continue to make the wrong choices, you will go down the wrong path. So making a video, I think, in my opinion, will help.
I think that's great. And when you do that, I would really love to have you and the other students come down here to talk about it. I haven't met your new principal at Perry yet, but I would hope he'd be supportive of that too, if he should be. I mean, there's a lot of great resources at Perry if you stay on the right path. Some more to talk about, it sounds like.
Well, and Larry, one thing I'd like to mention is that the way that Steeltown's youth and media program is structured now is that, so we met Melvina and another student that wasn't able to make it here today, Linnell, who's in our teen film crew now at Perry, and we have the pathway system that we have at Steeltown now for students that want to, you know, gain professional level skills is we have in school and after school programming that we do where we meet students like Melvina who are very interested in filmmaking and show the talent and the desire to go further, and then they're able to join our teen film crew and gain, like, you know, higher level experience, and then once they, you know, show that they can handle that level of experience, are able to move up to the TV show.
Yeah, it's perfect. It gives you a chance to really find yourself and also what you want to be able to do. I can't believe how quickly time has gone by. Does anybody, we have a couple more minutes. Does anybody want to mention something that hasn't been mentioned? I have one more question, at least one that I want to ask, but anybody want to mention something they haven't had a chance to bring up?
I could just talk a minute about...
Oh, here, let me get... Go ahead.
I could just talk a minute about the summer intensive program that a few of us did over the summer.
Please.
It was 3 months long. It was every day coming into Steeltown, whereas normally during the rest of the year we come in twice a week. It was every day, like 9 to 3. And we were just working on larger projects and learning more about the industry and about how to compose ourselves and how to work in a real filmmaking environment.
That sounds like a great way to develop. How can people get involved? There are likely students learning right now or listening right now, as well as adults wondering, what is this? What can I do? What are the best entry points for Steeltown?
So they can visit our website at www.steeltown.com.
I just realized, by the way, I didn't take anybody's pictures, so I'm gonna in a rare thing I'm gonna take your pictures while you're talking here, so don't mind me.
There's a couple ways that they can learn more about what we're doing with the youth media program. They can visit our website at www.steeltown.org. That's steeltown.org. Or they can email our program manager, that is Dave Onomastico, and it's dave@steeltown.org. Or the head of the youth and media department is Brett Wormsley, and you can email him for more information at brett@steeltown.org.
And Steeltown is located on the south side of Bingham Street, right? I'm trying to remember.
It's Birmingham Place. Well, yeah, and it's at the intersection of 21st Street, and it's the big building that's near the Giant Eagle. Yeah. And Wharton Street is the
corner. Wharton, that's it. Street, yes. That was bugging me. Not Bingham at all. It's Wharton, which is near where Carnegie Library is, near the Birmingham Bridge.
Yeah, if you're going over the Birmingham Bridge, we're located in the big office building that you see as you're crossing the bridge.
Well, it's great to have all of you. As I took those pictures, too, I made sure Francesca's was slightly out of focus, ever so slightly, just it's so people will know it's you. just kidding. I really appreciate having you all here today. I think it's really important. I don't want to preach too much, but, you know, to be able to represent an authentic point of view, at least as far as I'm concerned. Entertainment's great, too, but to the degree you can put yourself into what you're working on and get that perspective and point of view, it's really important throughout your whole life to do that. It's why I'm saying what I just said. That's my authentic point of view. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.
Terrific. Those are students and a teaching artist from Steeltown Entertainment.